Teachers and staff for the Little Diomede School normally start their year with a flight to the Bering Sea Island, but this year they had to find a different way to reach the village that hugs the international dateline. KNOM's Lorelei Kinnean has more.
With no runway for airplanes, the four teachers and one teaching principal expected a helicopter ride, the usual mode of transport to and from Diomede. But instead, they ended up making the voyage by boat.
We were notified at the beginning of August by Evergreen Helicopter that they did not have a helicopter that could transport any passengers due to some mechanical stuff, and they didn't anticipate having a helicopter till the earliest October. So we had no way of getting our staff there, and we immediately started looking at options. So we called other helicopter companies in the state, and either they weren't available because they're fighting fires, or the helicopters were such that they didn't have the pontoons on there, so they couldn't fly over water the 26 miles from Wales to Diomede.
Bering Strait School District Superintendent Jim Hickerson says neither the Coast Guard nor the National Guard had vessels or helicopters available. BSSD was out of options until Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation, the Regional Community Development Quota Group, stepped in with its new 77-foot tender vessel, the Ingolik.
Our goal was to leave Nome by the 19th of August. That was the day that the Diomede staff was scheduled to go back by helicopter, because that would give them Thursday and Friday of the 20th and 21st to prep. We got a call on Tuesday evening from NSADC on the 18th of August and said, yes, we've got the green light, we've got the boat, we've got the captain, and we've got our insurance worked out. Send your staff up, and on Wednesday morning, the 19th of August, we'll leave Nome, and should be about an 8-hour trip, and we'll get your staff to Diomede.
But what was supposed to be a fairly short haul turned into a 26-hour wait. Once the Ingolik anchored off the coast of Diomede, Mother Nature did not cooperate.
They made an attempt to come on shore, and again, the weather was such it couldn't, so they waited all day, just anchored out there. Finally, it was determined late in the day that it wasn't going to get any better, so they were able to use some smaller skiffs from the community of Diomede. They came out, offloaded staff, and then kept making trips, offloading all of the material supplies. We sent out lots of food from our food service, lots of freeze for the breakfast and lunch program, and so they made multiple trips. Everybody in the community helped out in hauling all the stuff up the hill there to the school and to the housing units.
Hickerson says he's grateful for NSCDC's efforts and creativity, and to the Diomede staff for rolling with the punches.
They worked all weekend. They were very proud that they were able to open school on the 24th of August, like all the other 14 schools in the Bering Strait School District. And as I shared with them, in my years with the district, this is the first time we've ever had to get staff to their duty station, so to speak, by boat. This was a first.
The Diomede School has 30 students enrolled from preschool to 12th grade. In Nome, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.